It's a very sad occasion why I'm here today, giving this press conference. There's been a terrible tragedy up in Red Lake today. First of all, before I begin, on behalf of the FBI, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the victims today. At approximately 3 p.m. today, there was a shooting at the Red Lake High School. We have 6 confirmed dead at this time, 1 teacher, 1 security officer, and 4 students. We believe that one of those students is the shooter. The school has been evacuated. It's in lockdown right now, and there will be a search of that. Prior to the shooting at the school, we believe the juvenile who's responsible for the shooting at the school was also responsible for a shooting at a Red Lake reservation residence. In that particular shooting, 2 people were critically injured, and they are in the hospital at this time. The investigation is ongoing. There's a number of different law enforcement agencies assisting the FBI, to include the Red Lake Police Department, the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office, Leech Lake Tribal Police, and the State Patrol. Any questions?
Can you tell us about the 2 people in the home?
Just that they are... I'm not going to make any comments on that right now. The investigation is still ongoing. As we're talking here, we have just confirmed that there are currently 8 dead right now.
Can you tell us how the shooter came into the school
today? We're not going to comment on that. It's still an ongoing investigation. We have a number of FBI agents up there and other law enforcement working on it. It'll probably take us throughout the night to really put the whole picture together.
Paul, can you tell us genders at all? Teachers, security officer, and other people?
Yes. For the students, which includes the shooter, it's 2 females and 2 males, the shooter being a male, juvenile male. The teacher was a female, and the security person a male, and the 2 at the residence were a male and female. I'm not going to make any comment on any relationships right now.
And when you said that there were 8 dead, does that include the 2 at the home? Yes,
that does.
What time was that shooting?
That was prior to the school shooting.
You don't have an exact time?
No, I do not have the exact time on that.
The two at the residence, both adults, you said 1 male, 1 female. Is that man and woman?
That's correct.
Could you explain the order of the sequence of events?
Well, it's still a very fluid investigation, and we're not going to go into too much detail, but I wanted you to get the facts. We'll keep you apprised as the investigation continues and as we have more facts. But right now, there's still a lot of work to do. They're still clearing the school as a safety precaution, even though we do believe that the shooter is among the dead, the deceased.
Do you believe he was acting alone, Paul?
At this time, we believe he was acting alone.
Can you talk about motive?
No, we're not going to comment on the motive right now. It's far too early in the investigation.
Paul, can you elaborate on why you think you have the shooter among the dead? At some point, people thought the shooter was in custody.
I'm not going to go into the details, but we do have evidence to believe that the shooter is dead.
So. Are you at liberty at all to clear up conflicting reports about what the shooter did, whether he traveled throughout the school or whether he was in one area?
I can tell you that the people that are at the school that are deceased were in one room.
Do you have an address at that school?
I don't have that handy on me.
Right in Red Lake? Or one?
Yes, correct. It's in Red Lake. Well, that's approximately when the call came into the Red Lake Police Department. So.
Did he walk into the school, and was this a short period of time? Did he appear to take his time and then go to
Columbia? Well, we're not going to comment on any of the details right now. It's an ongoing investigation, and I'll keep you apprised. As we have new information to pass out, I will contact you. But I'd appreciate if, when the names of the victims' families do come out, if you would give them the courtesy and respect during this very difficult time. Thank you.
Do you expect that to happen tonight?
I don't know. We have to make sure that all the next of kin are notified, and that's an ongoing process. There's a number of victims here. Just to add to that, I did forget to mention that there's also approximately 14 to 15 other students that were injured during this shooting.
Are they also in that same room then?
I can't comment on that. So.
Can you, how many students are in the school currently? You say it's locked down.
I don't have those details currently handy. I mean, everyone has been evacuated from the school.
Everyone there's, has
yes,
been
yes. All the faculty and the students have been evacuated.
Can you talk at all about how that happened?
I'm not going to get into any more further details. Thank you.
Thank you.